Welcome to Inside New Mexico. I'm Derek Underhill, and each week at this time, I have a conversation with our chairman of the Republican Party of New Mexico, former congressman of the 2nd Congressional District of New Mexico, Steve Pierce. And Steve, how about those Aggies?
It's being touted as the largest upset of the year. New Mexico State went into Auburn to play a football game this last Saturday. They were 25.5 points underdogs. They ended up winning by 3 touchdowns. They won 31-10 over the Auburn Tigers, and they had lost something like 27 straight games to SEC opponents. And, of course, Auburn is in the Southeast Conference, and that's the powerhouse conference for the country. And one of the facts that's not known very well, and it's common for the top teams to pay other teams that are not quite as strong to play them. Auburn paid New Mexico State $1.7 million to get them to play them, and so they lost the game and lost the money. But shout out to the New Mexico State Aggies. Good job and just well deserved. I think they've won 7 straight. If they win the conference championship, then they're going to get a bowl bid. And so it's looking good for the Aggies right now. I think that today's program is going to give us a lot on energy. And one issue after another issue that has come up recently argue for electing Republicans. Number one, Democrats don't know the answer to many of the problems that we face. Having not been in business, they just don't have a background in it. And Republicans generally are the people who have been in business, and they have a better sense about how to go about solving some of the problems. But then the second thing is, like our governor, she's mandating these electric vehicles when the buying public really doesn't want them. Electric vehicle sales are collapsing across the country, but they do them because of a nationwide or maybe even a worldwide agenda of leftist progressives. And that's, again, causing great turmoil inside the Democrat Party because not all of your conservative voters who are Democrats support the progressive agendas. And so we're going to walk through those kind of one by one. I think the first thing that really has to be talked about is last week, as you well know, the Biden administration welcomed in Xi Jinping, the president of China. About 3 or 4 days before the president of China came to San Francisco, John Kerry set up an agreement where we basically agreed with China to shut down our fossil fuels. Now, that's a very critical thing because the U.S. produces more oil and gas than any country in the world. And so that's the reason that the international community wants to shut down oil and gas, is they want to take away the strength of the U.S. in providing its own energy. And so they're convincing us to go to these expensive replacements, wind and solar. Number one, they don't work because you can't store them. But as big as that is that, according to the International Energy Agency, China produces 75% of all the lithium-ion batteries. Now, the lithium-ion batteries are key for the electric vehicles worldwide. Also, China produces 70% of the capacity for cathodes and 85% for anodes, and that's two of the key components of these lithium batteries. I've got a friend that has the Chevy Volt, and they, number one, had to send him a whole new car because the battery thing just wouldn't work. But before they did that, they changed his battery out, and he got a special shipping container that came, and that old battery had to be put in there and shipped back to China. Then they shipped a new one over. You can't imagine that we're requiring people to go to this. So China is also just one of the key manufacturers of the critical earth elements, the rare earth elements. New Mexico used to have 12 or 13 of the mines that produced those minerals, but EPA regulations shut those down and China took the jobs away from us. But they also became the sole source for these rare earth minerals that are so key. And so again, one time after another, you say that for Joe Biden's administration to set up this thing that favors China for the next decades, because they will be the ones supplying all of our wind and solar needs, And then we shut off our oil and gas capability, which hurts New Mexico, but it hurts the nation equally. Those are the reasons that you shouldn't be voting for Democrats, because they don't understand the long-term damage that they're doing to our economy. They don't understand why the pain that is being felt by the consumer at the pump is being felt. And so you just need to get rid of the Democrats and vote Republican, because Republicans understand these things. They want cheaper prices for energy. They want us to be energy independent. Republicans want us to preserve our jobs. The second thing in this whole issue of jobs and the economy and energy is that that unelected board that the governor put into place, and she had them kind of with a wink and a nod looking at the whole idea of these electric vehicle mandates. 43% of the cars sold in New Mexico have to be electric vehicles 3 years from now. Of course, you know that's not possible. We don't have the infrastructure. But what people are going to do is avoid New Mexico dealers, and they're going to go across the state line into Colorado, into Arizona, into Texas. You wonder why their economies are good and ours are bad? It's because of stupid decisions like this that the governor is forcing so that she can put some sort of a attaboy mark by her name nationally, that she's willing to go along with the most extreme case of this whole climate change agenda, and that is electric vehicles, to help shut down the oil and gas industry. The oil and gas industry provides cheap, affordable method for us to power our cars. The whole electric vehicle is going to be expensive. The batteries themselves are a used battery. I've got a friend that bought a used Tesla battery, and it was $15,000 for a used one. So I don't know exactly how much the new ones cost, but it explains why the electric vehicles are sky. But the inconvenience, the Albuquerque Journal ran a great article last week about the fact that people don't want these electric vehicles, and they're not using them, and they're not buying them. And so what the governor is trying to do is to force people to buy. And one of the most incredible comments, she said the adoption of these rules is a victory for consumer choice. Are you kidding? It is a defeat for consumer choice. It's going to limit your choice. What's not said is that I think it's by 2032, so 2027, 43%. By 2032, just another 5 years after the 43% of the vehicles have to be electric, something like 80 or 85% of the vehicles have to be electric. And again, people are just going to go out of state. Then she's going to have to stop people from driving on the highways or shut down the gas pumps or something. It'll be some radical element that gets put into place. But if you're tired of dealing with these kind of things, you're going to have to vote Republican and quit voting Democrat. And that means from the top of the ticket to the bottom of the ticket. You just can't work your way to a reason to just voting Democrat when you see these kind of issues come up.
I'm talking with Steve Pierce, the chairman of the Republican Party of New Mexico. In just a moment, we'll talk about Virgin Galactic leaving the spaceport next on Inside New Mexico.
Attention, New Mexico veterans. If you were honorably discharged from the U.S. Armed Forces, you've earned state and federal benefits, and the New Mexico Department of Veteran Services is standing by to assist you. State benefits include a veteran's property tax exemption, education and training, and transportation services. We can also assist with claims for federal VA benefits. The state of New Mexico and this radio station thank you for your service. More information at nmveterans.org or 1-866-433-8387.
Thanks for staying with us on Inside New Mexico. As I continue my conversation with the chairman of the Republican Party of New Mexico, Steve Pierce. Steve?
Looks like Virgin Galactic is pulling out of New Mexico. Now, when I was in Congress about 2003 or 2004, the XPRIZE took place, and that's where they gave, I think, a $10 million prize for whoever could launch up into space twice within the same week. And Bert Rutan, or his brother, the Rutan firm, is the one that did that. They claimed that first prize. New Mexico at that point had the kind of the entire playing field in front of it as far as a land-based spaceport, and they have been asleep at the wheel. The leaders of New Mexico have been asleep at the wheel, and now then Florida and Texas both have private spaceports. And so this spaceport here has been open 10 years, but we haven't known how to attract clients. We haven't made it very easy for Virgin Galactic to make its flights. The whole concept of space travel was just a publicity ruse. And so it looks like Virgin Galactic is going to be shutting down. They had something like $3 or $4 million in revenues and about $110 million in losses just in the last year. And so that's not a very good prediction for how they're going to be. But even Richard Branson, the head of Virgin Galactic, said that they're going to refocus that section of the company, and they're going to focus on the next generation of vehicles, which means that they're not going to be launching more individuals into space. You remember that was going to cost, I think, $500,000 a pop. And people are not going to pay the kind of price that they're asking to go up for about 15 seconds into space. I've flown my whole life, and that's exciting, but still paying $500,000 or $1 million to fly straight up, and it's about a 2 or 3 minute event. It's pretty expensive for what you're getting. So obviously the line is not long to get into that. Again, if you're paying your own way rather than using taxpayer monies to fund these boondoggles, you start learning in a big hurry or you go broke. But I think the most ridiculous thing that came up was Senator Heinrich made a post this week about declaring the most momentous day in his family's history, I guess. And so he claims that they went all electric and made a big deal about shutting off his gas meter, natural gas meter. What he doesn't understand is that every one of these electric appliances, they're getting at least 67%, and the estimates are actually much higher than that. But 67% of his energy is coming from either coal or natural gas or oil. And so you say, okay, I'm bragging to the public that we've done this, and you want to sew a couple of chevrons on his sleeve like he's getting this promotion here for this grand job that he did. But he also doesn't tell people that those heat pumps, the electric heat pumps that maybe he installed, they could cost you anywhere $3,000 to $20,000, and the average working person doesn't have $3,000 to $20,000 to put into this. So again, this elite viewpoint of Senator Heinrich and the other Democrats, because they're the party of the wealthy, they just have lost complete touch with the average consumer. In New Mexico, the state votes predominantly Democrat, but Democrat voters are going to have to start voting the other direction in order to change these policies. And so that's what I think each one of these issues from the president and his cabinet and implementing that new agreement with China that basically weakens our status over the next decades, and it will improve China's status. And plus this whole idea that they're going to do away with fossil fuels. China makes these agreements. They sign them all the time and then they simply ignore them. They were building 2 coal-fired power plants each week for the last year. And supposedly, they're going along with all of these new accords that they've signed. The agreement that John Kerry put into place, again, indicates the lack of understanding, I think. But it insists that China will follow the Paris Accords. Well, no country in the entire world is now abiding by the Paris Accords. And China is not either. But the fact that our negotiators would stick that into the language of the agreement just tells you how inept that they really are and how little they understand.
Just to clarify, Steve, the Republican Party doesn't oppose if somebody wants to go buy an electric car, right? You wouldn't ban them if the Republicans were the majority party. It would be our choice as citizens what we wanted to buy.
Yeah, that's the deal, is that Republicans say, if you want to buy that, fine, more power to you. But what they won't do is say that you have to buy it or that the dealers have to sell it. That's the big difference. And keep in mind that when Michelle Lujan Grisham tells the dealers that they got to be selling 43% of these, every vehicle they sell, so 4 out of every 10 cars sold 3 years from now has got to be an electric vehicle, that's just going to put the dealers out of business because they're not going to be able to do that.
So I could go to a dealer and want a gasoline-powered car, and they could say, I'm sorry, we already hit our limit of the amount of gasoline cars we can sell. You have to buy an electric one.
Yeah, you have to do that. Again, this is the reason that Democrats should be voted out of office, because your economy is never going to improve with Democrats in office. They just don't understand, or they're more committed to their radical principles of progressivism than they're committed to the actual people who are having to make it through life. You know, one, as we're talking about that, one more indicator of just how incapable the Democrats are of leading and ruling, New York City Mayor Eric Adams has announced, and the city council is very close to following up on it, that due to the financial impact of the migrant arrivals, the city is going to have to cut the number of police below 30,000. They're going to have to slash the education department by over $1 billion, and then they got to make other cuts. All of this is to pay for the illegals. Since they're a sanctuary city, the illegals are going there to receive sanctuary. And so the mayor is just beside himself, because he doesn't understand that he needs to insist that Joe Biden secure the border, because every one of our states, every one of our major cities is facing this exact same catastrophe that they're facing in New York. So, again, everything going on in the country would be solved by more business principles, by people who understand how to create jobs, how to let consumers actually have choice, how to not agree with your arch enemy, the Chinese, and give them economic stability for the next 20 to 30 years with this stupid agreement that John Kerry put into place. And believe me, the Democrats understand what they're doing. They do it on purpose. They have a belief that communism and socialism is better than the free market. That's until we experience it. Then all of these kids that have been indoctrinated on college campuses are going to find out the truth too late. And so it will be very painful when the U.S. becomes either a socialist economy or a communist country. And you see more and more people moving way past socialism right into the whole communist deal to shut down all divergent points of view, which is basically what the communists want to do. They don't want to have other viewpoints. So it's a pretty radical time for us in the country. But the situation could be reversed by electing Republicans from your city council to the county commission all the way up to the president of the United States. Those elections are coming up, of course, next year, next November. So let's be talking about the issues as we go forward.
Steve Pierce and I discuss anti-Semitism coming up on Inside New Mexico.
National Guard and Reserve members are true leaders, both in the military and in the workplace. They are highly skilled and get the job done every day. Employer support of the Guard and Reserve, ESGR, can help you recruit top-notch service members to your workforce. Hiring Guard and Reserve members is good for your business and good for your community. Visit esgr.mil/employers to learn more.
Welcome back to Inside New Mexico. I'm talking with the chairman of our Republican Party of New Mexico, Steve Pierce. Steve?
I think that we have to look at this continuing anti-Semitism that is going on across the country, and the fact that two of the three of the New Mexico congressmen voted against stripping the universities who are allowing these radical protests against Israel, and they're calling for the annihilation of Israel. And both Congresswoman Stansbury and Congresswoman Ledger Fernandez both voted against putting some consequence on the universities where they're allowing these protests to occur. Now, Representative Vasquez voted for it, but I will tell you that if he weren't faced with a strong contender like Yvette Harrell, he obviously would have opposed it the same as the other two, because he's a progressive Democrat. And don't let his actions fool you. He's said that Israel should take a ceasefire without any solution to the hostage situation. He's also taken votes in the past, let you know that he's a progressive Democrat. He's not a conservative Democrat at all.
You mentioned Yvette Harrell. I had a chance to talk with her. Here's what she had to say about Gabe Vasquez.
But here's the thing that people may not know about the aid to Israel. Number one, we should be praying for the state of Israel, for the people. We should be standing firmly and squarely behind them. But here's what's interesting. The aid package for Israel was offset, or the pay for, if you will, was the IRS spending, the additional money that President Biden wanted to use to have the 87,000 new IRS agents who will be auditing small businesses, families. That was the offset. So to me, anybody who voted against the aid for Israel, every one of the Democrats did, is saying they'd rather support and enhance the ability for the IRS to do their job than to support human life and humanity over in Israel. And that's a shame, because they had to have a way to pay for it. Otherwise, that would have been the question, how are you going to pay for it? Well, they found a way to pay for it. And that was new money spending. That
we weren't going to print more money to pay.
Yeah, that wasn't something they took away from the IRS. That was additional funding that had been earmarked. So to put the value of the IRS over the value of Israel is telling to me, and it's shameful.
How about Iran? They're certainly stirring things up, even though we gave them all this money.
Here's another bill that passed just the other day. This is a bipartisan resolution that the United States would do whatever it had to do to keep nuclear arms out of the hands of Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who voted for that and who voted against it? It was all but 23 members of Congress voted in support of that. Gabe Vasquez voted no. So you're voting not to support Israel. You're voting to not monitor nuclear arms in Iran. And you're voting to not secure the border. It begs the question, whose side are you on? I mean, how are you not wanting to protect the people of New Mexico and the people of America? But all of it, Derek. I mean, when you're looking at what's happening between China and Taiwan, and then you've got Syria coming into the picture, and then obviously we've got now a lot more dialogue, a lot more chatter happening because of the Hamas, because of the Israel-Hamas situation, and then you've got Putin over here. I mean, it is really frightening to see where we are in a geopolitical setting, and the fact that we have diminished the strength of our own Department of Defense is scary.
I think one of the more ghastly things that we've seen in the recent past is that young Americans are watching TikTok in greater numbers. 30 to 35% of the young people say they get their news from TikTok. Somebody posted the letter from Osama bin Laden just last week, and it got millions of hits. And then the people who are watching it were coming out saying that the U.S. was bad. And Osama bin Laden, who is one of the world's worst terrorists in human history. And so we've got a lot of our college kids declaring him to be really a wonderful guy. And so you have this indoctrination, you have this thought control that's going on in our universities, and we must do something about it. So I just caution all of our listeners to be alert to what's going on in Israel. They're committed to rubbing out, to stopping Hamas in the only way possible, and that's to eradicating Hamas itself. So when you see these calls for ceasefire around the country, those are not calls for Israel to cease fire. They're calls for Israel to be annihilated, because that's what's going to happen if they can't fight back and defend themselves. And Hamas is the one who killed over 1,400 Israelis and then took more of the people hostage. And there are even, the estimates are anywhere from, I think, 10 to 20 Americans in that hostage group. And still Joe Biden completely powerless to do anything about it. So the Israelis are defending themselves. When Joe Biden asked them to stand down and stop the military actions against Hamas, I think Prime Minister Netanyahu from Israel said after 9/11, the U.S. didn't stop. They confronted the terrorists worldwide. And so he said, we're not going to stop either. So it's a time of stress. It's a time of, I think, tremendous importance to the world's stability. So we'll be watching what plays out with Israel and Hamas.
We also want to say a happy birthday to President Biden, turning 81 this week.
Yeah, he's 81. And of course, the nation is beginning to believe that he's too old. Even 65% of the Democrats in a recent poll said that he's too old to run or serve. And at the end of his second term, if he were to be elected, he would be 86 years old. Now, all of us know people who are in their 80s that are sharp and have the cognitive skills well in hand. That doesn't appear to be the case with the president, and people know that. He's especially losing support rapidly among Hispanic and Black voters. But then one of the surprising things, young voters are really abandoning him for a multitude of reasons. So it just spells trouble for Joe Biden and the Democrats, because if they have to shuffle somebody in, then the people who are Biden loyalists will, of course, do the same thing. The Republicans have a similar problem with Trump, but that primary is open, and Democrat power structure is trying to limit everybody else from getting into the race. They're setting the rules up to where it's going to be very difficult for anyone to get in and really compete with Joe Biden. So we'll see where it goes.
I thought it was interesting. I saw a poll that a lot of blacks and Hispanics are switching to the Republican Party because of President Trump.
Yeah, people find that he speaks for them, and the more he's indicted, his popularity seems to increase. Now, if he were to actually be convicted, that might be a different story. But so far, all of the indictments, the different charges brought against him have done nothing except strengthen him. And I think people understand that if the president can be charged sort of facetiously with some of these charges they're throwing at him. Even Democrat legal experts are saying that these trials are really damaging our democracy. Yeah, President Trump, his poll numbers are still very strong. About half the nation would vote for him, half the nation would not vote for him. And so it'd be a very close race. Even at that point, you can predict the actual precincts where a presidential candidate will be elected or defeated. But one of the telling things was in a recent poll that President Trump was ahead of President Biden in, I think, 5 of the 6 key states.
Yeah, it also looks like he's way ahead of the other Republican candidates that are running against him in the primary. I've been talking with the chairman of the Republican Party, Steve Pierce, and if you are interested in finding out more about the Republican Party of New Mexico, check out their website at newmexico.gop. They have a Facebook page and an X account. The handle is at New Mexico GOP. If you would like to speak to someone in person, you may call party headquarters at 505-298-3662. That's 505-298-3662. Want to send a big thank you to the radio stations across the state that carry the program. For Steve Pierce, I'm Derek Underhill, and we look forward to meeting with you again at this time next week, right here on Inside New Mexico.